Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And again, shout out my dentist. I didn't give you my full credit. Shout out to all the dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. You know I got to include that part. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my front and rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 local transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. Hope you're having a great morning so far. And we got a lot to get into because just like that, it's time to turn the page and really start focusing on the Kansas City Chiefs when we talk about our Atlanta Falcons, because this is another huge game and another big opportunity to show the world that the Atlanta Falcons are legit. This is another huge opportunity to show everybody, not just local Falcons fans, but to show everybody that the Atlanta Falcons are a team to be reckoned with, that the Atlanta Falcons are indeed a contender in the NFC. You did that Monday night. Everybody had eyes on the Falcons and the Eagles. Guess what? Sunday night, everybody's going to have eyes on the Chiefs and the Falcons. And it's going to be even sweeter if we can get a win, if the Falcons can get a win, because it's going to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's going to be at home. And man, I went to the game last week. Obviously, we talked about it. Or I guess I shouldn't. It was technically this week, but you know what I'm saying. I was at the game on Monday, and atmosphere was raucous at times. Deafening at times, I'll say honestly, when the Eagles crowd is going. I want that same energy, Falcons fans. We need that same energy on Sunday night. So show up, show out, be loud, and be proud, because This team, when we talk about what have they done for you lately, they've given you something to cheer for. They've given you a reason to believe in them. Now pay it back a little bit and show up and be loud and cheer on the Falcons, period. Don't let a whole bunch of Chiefs fans in there causing a scene and making it seem like it's a home game for them. We don't need none of that. We need y'all to show up. I just had to get that off my spirit real quick because it was a fun environment. And there were a good number of Falcons fans at the game Monday. But you could tell it was an Eagles home game. So it just got me feeling, look, Sunday, there's going to be some Chiefs fans. Chiefs, after the recent success that they've had, and they've always been a team that's traveled fairly well, but especially now, again, after the recent success that they've had, there will be Chiefs fans there. But it needs to feel like a Falcons home game. It's prime time, y'all. If y'all going to show up in prime time when we need Atlanta to look the best the most. You feel me? So, moving off that spiel. And I'll get back on that horse on tomorrow, on Friday. But getting into it, Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins, both talked to the media yesterday. And, again, it is time to turn the page. And I want to start with Raheem Morris because I just love how Raheem balances the emotions and balances, I guess, the vibe around the team, because he knows when he can be charismatic. He knows when he can be funny. He knows when he can crack a joke here or there. He knows when he can, you know, have a good time. But he also knows when it's time to hunker down, be serious, and be about business. And he was talking about yesterday how the Falcons can't ride the roller coaster. And they can't think they're great now because of their win against the Eagles. While it was a great win, a much-needed win, he said they can't ride the roller coaster and think they're great now because, look, if you ride that roller coaster like us fans do, myself included, if the team does that, they'll be smelling themselves way too much this week and think they're world beaters. When just a week ago, if they were riding the roller coaster, you would think they aren't going to beat anybody. And that's just not the case. So you have to stay level-headed. You have to stay even keel. And, again, I just like how Raheem Morris knows how to control the vibe of a team. And, again, knows when, okay, we celebrate this win. It was huge. But now it's time to move on, turn the page, because we got another big game in Kansas City. So here's Raheem Morris talking about how, again, the team can't ride the roller coaster, can't ride the wave, thinking they're all great now because he knows they have a tough matchup coming up on Sunday night.
Trust your process, go through your things, go through your moments, and find ways to get better every single week. So, like, you can't, you know, every week is its own separate entity. It really is in the National Football League. And you either get better or you get worse. And we got to find ways to get better and better every single week and find ways to improve it. Will that happen? No. You will have setbacks. And it's got to do exactly what I told those guys at the game. You got to be able to pivot. You got to persist. And then you got to deal. And then how you deal with those things are the most important things. And like how we deal with practice today is a big part of how we got to go about our business.
There you go. There are going to be setbacks. Just like there was a setback week one. They didn't want to lose week one. They didn't want to only score one touchdown. They didn't want to only score 10 points week one. But it happens. And it's going to happen again. Look, I hope as much as you hope the Falcons go, what, 16-1? I hope that happens. They hope that happens. But it's unlikely. So when setbacks arise, how do you respond? The Falcons responded by going out and getting a win. And not only going out and getting a win, but having their backs up against the wall of 0-2, coming up clutch, going down, moving the ball offensively Under 2 minutes, no timeouts, scoring a touchdown to take the lead in the defense, shut it down. Jesse Bates in the defense shut it down by getting an interception. That's how they responded. And it was good. So now, how do you build on that momentum? Because there will be adversity in this Kansas City Chiefs game. Not everything's going to go their way. I mean, hopefully it does, but probably not. But what do they do and how do they respond when something like that happens? We will find out Sunday night. And speaking of the Chiefs, Raheem Morris, talking to the media yesterday, talked about how Kansas City has evolved. And if you think about it, Kansas City has evolved quite a bit. We'll talk about it more after Raheem Morris gives his explanation on how KC has evolved.
Yeah, again, like you're talking about one of the best game planners in the National Football League. You're talking about one of the best coaches of all time. You're talking about one of the best quarterbacks of all time and one of the best tight ends of all time. You know, they're going to evolve. They're going to get better. You know, whatever went down, the success we had, you know, we can't count on those things to happen this time around. It's got to be something new. It's got to be something different. We got to be a little bit more creative, and we got to find a different way to go out there and affect the best, some of the best trio that we've seen in the National Football League.
Absolutely. Mahomes and Kelce, they can be dangerous against any and every single team. They've proved that. And they come up clutch and they come up big when they need to. They've proved that as well. So Falcons are going to still have to play better. Going to have to play better on offense. Going to have to figure out some things on defense because their run defense has not been very good over the first two games. Gave up over, I think, 150. They gave up 186 against the Eagles. I have to go back and see what they gave up against the Steelers. It was over 100, though. I'm pretty sure it was at least over 120. But the point is, I think they're giving up 161 per game. So they at least gave up 150 against the Steelers or 140, something like that. The point is, the run defense has not been very good at all. So they got to figure that out. Now, you should be better this week because, for one, the Chiefs don't have Isaiah Pacheco right now, and so they're going to have a running back by committee. But Isaiah Pacheco isn't going to be out there, so that hopefully should be some relief for the Falcons' run defense. And then the other thing they haven't been good about is on offense, third down efficiency. They are, I think, like 30th in third down efficiency right now, which is pretty much the bottom of the barrel. So they got to convert on third downs as well. But we'll get more to the minutia of that and some keys and things of that nature on Friday. But continuing to let you hear from Raheem Morris. We'll let you hear from Kirk Cousins in the next segment. But continue to let you hear from Raheem Morris here. He talks about how even though KC is going to be a tough opponent, they're going to definitely be one of their toughest opponents all year. They just have to focus on them. They have to focus on their own improvement and not necessarily what Kansas City is going to be doing or be focused on or anything like that. Here's Raheem Morris talking about that.
You know, you don't try to beat them at their game, right? You got to beat them with getting in the pad, making them uncomfortable. You got to beat them with doing something that's going to be able to frustrate them in a different way that they haven't seen. But at the same time, it really is about us, and it's about us executing at the highest level that we can go about our business. It's like Michael Jordan back in the day, right? He was going to get 30, right? How many did Paxton have, you know? How many did Pippen have? You know, you got to be able to limit those guys in different ways, and these two are no different, right? They're a lot of times going to go get theirs, and it's about stopping some of the other people and limiting the things that they really feel comfortable doing that day.
I think that's a really good point. That's a really good analogy, too, if you think about it. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, he is the best player in the NFL right now. A lot of people think. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people think and believe Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL right now. And so when you have guys like Patrick Mahomes, as Raheem Morris said, guys like Michael Jordan of their sport, they're going to get theirs. And they're going to just do some things that you just can't stop. Like when you went up, like when teams went up against Michael Jordan, they hoped to neutralize Michael Jordan. You weren't going to stop Michael Jordan. You only hoped to maybe neutralize him. And then again, a lot of people's game plan was to shut down everybody else around Michael Jordan. So you see Raheem Morris there, and maybe it's a little dip in the toe or a little peek behind the curtain, is a better phrase, of what they're going to try to do. Pat's going to be Pat. He's going to do Patrick Mahomes things. He's going to go on the run. He's going to buy time. He's going to run around. He's going to maneuver out of sacks, and he's going to buy himself time and try to make throws down the field and complete passes. But, again, just like we talked about, can you shut down the running game? Can you make sure they are one-dimensional? Can you make sure Pat only is able to pass and he's not able to just hand the ball off and they're able to go get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yards in the run game? Can you shut down Travis Kelce, make him throw to somebody else? Can you shut down Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice? Can you shut down those guys and make Pat have to do it all by himself, is what Raheem Morris is alluding to there. And hopefully the Falcons can do that. And if they can, it'll be a long night for the Chiefs and hopefully a very fun night for us Falcons fans and the Atlanta Falcons as well. All right, when we come back, we'll let you hear from Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins. He talks about turning the page, Chiefs defense, and more. We'll let you hear it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front rear load and truck drivers and, of course, my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Let you hear from Raheem Morris in the first segment. Now we're going to let you hear from Big Kirko. Perk Thuggins coming off a very, very good game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Really an amazing second half. And we all know what he did on that final drive to get the go-ahead touchdown and ultimately help beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. So, Kirk Cousins, just like we talked about Raheem Morris, he enjoyed the win, celebrated the win. Now, he maybe turned the page even earlier than Raheem Morris, and that just shows you what kind of leader and what kind of guy Kirk Cousins is and how locked in he is right now. But we'll talk about that in a second. But Kirk Cousins also is now turning the page on the Eagles game, and he is now fully locked into Kansas City. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about turning the page.
Good to get back on the grass today and practice. We got to build on what we've done, Monday night, and now we kind of turn the page, and that's what it's all about in this league, is being able to stack games and stack performances and be able to, gain momentum from Monday, but also understand that, hey, we got to move forward and we got to build on that. And now the focus turns to the next opponent, next opportunity.
Next opponent, next opportunity. Kirk Cousins says. And he is all the way locked into this game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So, with that being said, Big Kirko, tell us about the Chiefs. How are they looking? What can we expect from this Chiefs defense? The Chiefs defense from a year ago, that was really, really good. Arguably maybe the best in the league. They have lost some pieces, but they're still pretty darn good. So what can we expect from this Chiefs defense, Kirk Cousins?
They got some great players up front, certainly headlined by Chris Jones, and got to know where he is. So, you know, you keep waiting for really good players to, as they get older, to fall off. And you kind of cross your fingers. Maybe this guy will fall off. Maybe this guy will fall. Maybe this is the year where he, you know. But that's not the case with Chris Jones. He's still at the peak. So, be a good challenge, good opportunity for us.
Yeah, Chris Jones, he is definitely the guy I'm most worried about when it comes to this Chiefs defense. I mean, dude is an absolute game wrecker. We saw what T.J. Watt did to Kalen McGarry in that Falcons O-line. Oof, we need Chris Jones to be held under wraps because we do not need him breaking the game and wrecking the game the same way that T.J. Watt did. Now, it's going to be a little bit different because Chris Jones is more of an interior guy. Obviously, T.J. Watt, pure edge rusher. But, again, Jones more of an interior guy. So, I think the Falcons O-line will be able to neutralize Chris Jones a little bit better with double teams and things of that nature. And, look, I'll say this. Chris Lindstrom did a very, very good job against Jalen Carter. Got beat once or twice. I think he got beat twice. But he had a lot of one-on-ones against Jalen Carter. And he really dominated against Jalen Carter, except for those two plays. So I think how it'll line up, hopefully Chris Lindstrom will be square up with Chris Jones again. Now, Chris Jones, no shade to Jalen Carter. Love the former dog. And he's still young in his career. Chris Jones, he ain't new to this. He's true to this. So he's going to be definitely a bigger challenge than Jalen Carter is, respectfully. So hopefully, and I think Chris Lindstrom is going to be up for the challenge, but don't be surprised if you see Chris Jones getting, you know, double teamed, maybe even triple teamed at times against the Falcons O-line. But again, they'll have to find out, they'll have to find ways to neutralize him and do their best to take him out of the game because, again, you saw what T.J. Watt was able to do. You don't need Chris Jones doing the same thing. So we'll see how they handle that. But Kirk was also talking about, and this is going back a little bit, but it does relate to Game 3 because the Falcons, they needed to have a substantial improvement from Game 1 to Game 2. And they had that offensively. Defensively, they were still solid and they were still good. And I think they were even a little bit better as well. But the same thing is going to have to happen in Game 3. So let's hear from Kirk Cousins talk about how much they improved from Game 1 to Game 2 and how exactly they improved from Game 1 to Game 2. And again, let's get back and we'll get back into how they can keep on improving and what they can improve on going into Game 3. But here's Kirk Cousins on talking about how they improved from Game 1 to 2.
I think that it's something that is inherent to, you know, the more you're together, you're going to improve, you're going to get better, and I felt like that happened. What we learned a lot about ourselves in Week 1, and we were able to, take that and apply it to Week 2. But we'll be doing the same from Week 2 to Week 3 and Week 3 to Week 4, and I think as this year goes, we're going to just keep building a rapport, coaches to players, players to players, coaches to coaches. Completed a pass to Drake that was not a good throw. I think it was early in the game. It was a low ball. Should have been a better throw. He could have run through it and had a bigger gain. And he went down and got it, made a great catch. And I went up to him right after the play, and I said, terrible throw, Drake. You know, what a great catch. Good job, you know, bailing me out. And his answer back was, Kirk, we're just building this. You know, basically like, hey, you know, that's going to happen, and we're building this, and we're just getting started. And so you know, I thought that was a good perspective to have and obviously, you know, a great attitude, positive attitude. Because I've had some receivers who would mean mug me a little bit and be like, yeah, get the ball up. You know, I could have run another 30 yards. So, you know, being a great teammate, but also taking that perspective of, hey, Week 1 to 2, we're getting better. Week 2 to 3, we'll get better. And we'll just keep building it. And I think that's the right perspective to have.
One, that's great stuff from Kirk Cousins. And then two, That is such a mature thing from Drake London, because we hear about receivers being divas and some receivers, as Kirk Cousins said, you know, he said it himself. So I've had guys me mug me and say, hey, put more air under the ball. Let me give me another 30 yards to go get it. That's really mature from Drake London. I love to hear that that was London's response after Kirk delivered him a bad ball, because we know how passionate Drake is. I mean, we saw the celebration, him, you know, shooting the T-shirt gun in the air, as Raheem Morris said. But the point is, Drake is a very spirited guy, very competitive guy, and emotions do run high. And you can sometimes run hot. And for Drake to have that response to his teammate and know, even in the game, have the wherewithal to be like, it's all good, man. It's all good, Big Carco. It's all good, Park Thuggins. We're still building this thing. We're going to get better. Chemistry's going to be there, and we're going to be fine. And then we saw them have great chemistry and a nice, easy pitch, catch, and throw after a great route by Drake London, by the way, who absolutely cooked Darius Slay on that final route where he caught the touchdown pass. That was the easy pitch, catch, and throw. Timing on that was great. So, to Drake and Kirk's point, both, this thing is still building. And I think we forget, and I think after week one, because nobody expected, I didn't expect it, you didn't expect it, I don't think anybody expected the Falcons' offense to struggle that much, that maybe we knee-jerked a little bit too much, had a little too much panic in our system, overreacted just a little bit, and I think maybe it got lost upon us that this is a lot of new. And to some people's point, you might be saying this right now, you might be yelling at me in your car saying, but yeah, it's a lot of new, but they should have played in the preseason. They didn't play it all in the preseason, Dylan. Yeah, that's true. They could have played more in the preseason, but they obviously prioritized health over getting in reps, and they felt like the reps they were getting in practice were good enough. And I don't know if that changes for this regime moving forward. Maybe it does next year. Maybe it doesn't. But right now, what is going on is they are still working out the kinks. They are still ironing out little details. They are still getting used to playing with each other in real time, game time scenarios. It's a lot different in practice than it is a real game. And you cannot replicate these game reps. And so I think we saw Monday night that things are finally starting to click and finally starting to get to that point where, okay, we're starting to get a little momentum now. We're starting to catch a little groove. We're starting to find the beat. You know what I'm saying? You know, Day-Day's behind the glass. He's a hip-hop guy just like me. You know, rappers, sometimes it takes them a minute to find the beat. They can't always just hop on the beat and start riding the wave. Sometimes they got to let the beat ride for a little bit and catch it. And so this Falcons team, especially on offense, Kirk Cousins, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Pitts, they're catching the beat with each other now a little bit. And I think that showed some on Monday night. So, again, it's good to see. And they'll need to continue to obviously improve again. There's still a lot of improvement to be had, a lot of work to be done. But it looked like something did start to click at the end of that game. And like Kirk said, it's a good perspective to have to know that there's still a lot of new and they're still building and they don't have to be the best version of themselves right now. Obviously, you still want to win games, but they don't necessarily have to be the best version of themselves right now. All right, let's get you one more before we go to break here. And I thought this one was interesting. Kirk Cousins, he had to correct old Troy Aikman here a little bit on from what Aikman said on Monday Night Football here. Take a listen to Kirk Cousins having to correct the Hall of Fame QB a little bit.
Yeah, I was more referring to the fact that the rust and the red jersey factor. I think that what happened a little bit was the season, you know, Raheem was doing such a good job of stay away from the quarterback. He's got a red jersey all camp, not just for me, but for all the quarterbacks. And so we got this kind of false sense of, oh, I got all this space. You know, this is nice. And I think in the game, they don't, you know, you're not getting that. And the telephone booth shrunk. And I think there was a little bit of a, you know, I've got to get to where the rust is off and I'm more comfortable being used to that environment, since it has been since week 8 of last year. And so that's probably more what I was referring to. But, you know, I do feel really good from the physical standpoint.
So if you don't remember, Troy Aikman was talking to Kirk, and it got put out before the game that Troy Aikman was talking to Kirk Cousins, and he asked Kirk Cousins if he feels rusty, and he said, yes, he does feel rusty, and he doesn't feel 100%. And so that was Kirk correcting that, saying rusty in the fact of not used to having guys breathing down his neck. And that makes a lot of sense, because like Kirk was saying, he had the red jersey on in practice, not getting touched. He got that kind of false security of thinking he had all that space. And then week 1, TJ Watt comes bearing down your neck almost every single play. And that took him out of his groove. And it was apparent. So looks like maybe got a little bit of that swagger back week 2, especially in the second half against the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little Atlanta Braves baseball as they got going. And they bounced back and got themselves a nice win. Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, got a big fly, as Brandon Gaudin would say. He broke a little drought, and he also hit a nice round number for his one of his season statistic totals. We'll talk about all that next. And also, we got to touch on one really cool thing that's happening in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday night besides the game. We'll talk about all that next. Here on a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
For most people, came out of nowhere. Marcell Ozuna, high, deep, left center field. And boy, did the Braves need that one. A big fly from the big bear to put Atlanta back in front 2-1.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's right, a big fly from the big bear. You heard it from Brandon Gaudin, call him from Bally Sports South himself. Broke a 26-game home run drought. Marcell Ozuna did. He also broke a 19-game RBI drought, and that was an important homer and an important RBI for the Braves. That put them back up 2-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Braves end up going on to add a whole lot more runs after that. They beat the Reds last night 7-1 in a nice bounce-back effort, and they stay on pace against the Mets. Keep track with the Mets. Still 2 games behind the Mets and the Diamondbacks, who are tied now for that final wild card spot. They stay 2 games behind both of those teams, with a series against the Mets looming in just what? Yeah, I think that's about a week from now. I think it actually starts a week from today. I'll double check that for you in just a second. But good win for the Atlanta Braves nonetheless. And we also got a home run from Money Mike, Michael Harris. By the way, that Mets series starts Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. So they have their final game against the Reds today, 1:10 p.m. getaway day for the Braves. They'll go to Miami after today's game, take on the Marlins for 3, and that'll be a weekend series for them, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the Mets here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 3-game set that will most likely indeed determine whether or not the Braves will make the postseason. Ozzie Albies hopefully is going to rejoin the team for the Miami series at some point. Don't know if it'll be the Friday, the first day of the Miami series, but at some point he is expected to rejoin the team. So that is great news, and hopefully Ozzie can come back and quickly knock the rust off and start knocking balls around the yard and making good plays at second base, because that's what the Braves absolutely need right now. And hopefully you can get Austin Riley back for the postseason. We'll see But big win for the Braves last night. Spencer Schwellenbach, by the way, just continues to look absolutely amazing. Schwellenbach last night, 6 innings pitched, only gave up 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for Schwelle. He's now 7-7 on the year, by the way. And like I said, Michael Harris hitting a home run. Marcell Ozuna, by the way, I told you he got a big marker in his season statistic totals. One of those categories, got his 100th RBI of the season last night. So that's big. Now 38 home runs, 100 RBI on the season for Marcell Ozuna. And he gets 2 more. That'll be, did he get 40 last year? I think he might have hit 40 last year. I think he got 40 and 100 last year. It was either 30 and 100 or 40 and 100. Can't remember. Either way it goes, Marcell Ozuna, absolute tear over these past basically 2 seasons. Obviously, his month of April was not good at all. But, I mean, just what Marcell Ozuna has been able to do this entire year, even with the little drought that he just came off of, still absolutely amazing. But this was a game you absolutely needed to win, and you really got to win the rest of these. Honestly, you need to sweep Miami. If we're being completely honest, you need to sweep. Definitely take 2 out of 3. There's not even a question about that anymore. But you honestly need to sweep. You need to win this series against the Reds. Sweep the Marlins. And then hopefully you can sweep the Mets, or at least take 2 out of 3. And hopefully you get a little help from... Who are the Mets playing right now? They won 10-0 against the Nationals. They're starting their series against the Phillies actually tonight. That game's on Fox, by the way, if you want to check that out. I'll personally be watching Thursday Night Football. But if you do want to keep one eye on Thursday Night Football, one eye on Phillies and Mets, and actually, believe it or not, have to root for the Phillies, because at this point, you're not catching the Phillies. You're 9 games behind them. That's over with. But you need them to, you need the Phillies to beat up on the Mets here over the next, I think they got them for 3 games. Or they actually have, so the Mets and Phillies are about to play for 4 games. So the Mets, if you can have the Phillies beat the Mets 3 out of 4 times while they're trying to clinch, and the Phillies are playing for something, they're still trying to clinch the NL East. They can go ahead and get that done, I guess, over this next series of games. So, Phillies are playing for something. If you can get them to beat up on the Mets and you can take care of business against the Marlins, you can be in a solid spot when you're going into that Mets series starting on Tuesday. But Braves got to take care of their own business starting tonight against the Reds, or today, I should say, against the Reds, 1-10 first pitch. And we should feel pretty good about the Braves' chances, as Chris Sale is going to be on the mound for the Bravos, and hopefully he can continue his Cy Young season. So, Braves back at it today, and hopefully they can get continue to score runs and get some wins. But one thing I do want to quickly touch on before we have to wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Arthur Blank, as you all know, I'm sure, or you're aware of, getting inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor. And with him getting into the Falcons Ring of Honor, every single person in Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to get 2 free hot dogs, 2 free bag of chips, and unlimited refills in a souvenir cup. I mean, that is so cool that Arthur Blank is doing that. A night that is about him. He is making sure he pays it back because he knows the fans help get him and get this franchise where it is right now. And so for him to do that is just so, so cool. So, look, if you go into the game, get your 2 hot dogs, get your 2 bag of chips, get your free refills, and be loud and proud for the Falcons. I mean, you're not going to have no reason not to. You're going to have free food, free drinks. Yeah, clap it up. Got to clap it up for that. So congratulations to Arthur Blank. Matt Ryan is going to get inducted into the Ring of Honor this season as well. Congratulations to him. But so cool that Arthur Blank is doing that for the Falcons fans. And look, I mean, if you don't already believe he's one of the best owners in the NFL, this should absolutely prove he's one of the best owners in the NFL. I mean, who else is giving away two free hot dogs, two free bags of chips, and free refills in a souvenir cup? Not just any cup, a souvenir cup for the entirety of the game. Who's doing that? So shout out to Arthur Blank, man. That is absolutely amazing, and it'll be cool to see him get honored on Sunday night. All right, when we come back here, we're going to see what the morning shift has up for a Thursday edition of the program. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson are going to be talking about on a Thursday. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.